You've reached the Conservative Hippie Podcast, a common sense look at life, the universe, and everything. Here's your host, Jay Fratt, the Conservative Hippie.
Okay, let's go. Hit the record button and let's fly together. Big announcement today I made on Twitter, on the web, on YouTube. I mean, how do you do a modern announcement? I was telling a friend, it was like, okay, we've got to do an announcement, a kickoff, and a press conference. And they just laughed at me. Oh, Jay, you're so naive. That's not the way things are. So here we are. I am running for Congress in the 10th Congressional District in Washington State. I am taking this citizen volunteer mission to the next level. As many of you know, I started investigating, I would say, around 2015. That ramped up. The more investigating I did, the deeper I went. I've always paid attention since I was a young man. I've always been interested in politics, but I stayed on the sidelines. I raised a family. I built a business. Well, once the kids were grown and I saw how bad things were, how the system was perpetuating a cyclical negative cycle, I've decided I had to get in. So around 2020, I think, is when I gave up my desire for economic gain, started volunteering full-time, of course, within the Republican Party, the only party that's open and available to differing viewpoints and different political perspectives. 2022 came around, and somehow a presidential candidate by the name of Eric Berner spotted me and my work, plucked me up. I became the campaign director for his presidential campaign. We toured Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire. I worked on six other states, but we ran out of money. He didn't make the debate stage. That's the way things go. And we learned a lot of hard lessons along the way. But you can't take away that experience. And now I've volunteered at this point from everything from school board campaigns all the way up to the President of the United States. So here I was licking my wounds after the presidential campaign, and I looked around, and the universal algorithm showed me all the signs, all the doors were open. It said, well, here you go, Jay, here's your next mission. You're always giving the candidates advice. You think you can always do better? Well, here it is. The 10th Congressional District, the moneyed intelligentsia of Washington State did not view this as a winnable district. So no establishment candidate had thrown their hat in the ring. And there it was. An opportunity for a citizen volunteer to bring his philosophy of politics to the 10th Congressional District, to Washingtonians in South Puget Sound area, Thurston County, parts of Pierce County. And that's what we're doing. You can go to jfratt.com. We just spun up the first version of our webpage. On all social media accounts, we're spinning up right now. It is always going to be at Frat Congress. So on Twitter, at Frat Congress, on Instagram, at Frat Congress, on Facebook, the page is at Frat Congress. You might have to be a little patient with me. We're going to allow volunteers to roll in, help with things like social media management. But this is the one key I'm going to leave you with. This is not going to be a long podcast. We're going to unveil the different policy platforms that I have because we're going to base this campaign on solutions over rhetoric. We're not going to go out and participate in the food fight of social politics. We're going to give hard concrete policy platforms that we can institute that can help the country. But one thing that's going to really set this campaign apart, I've watched congressional candidates in the time I've been volunteering. They always stroll in, and they've got a consultant in tow with a laptop, and I always hear about these consultants and what they're doing. Well, in this campaign, I have experience that no consultant has in the fact that I've been direct, involved as a volunteer in charge of many different aspects of a campaign. And we are not using consultants from DC, out of state, in state. We're using volunteers. I've got five people on my team that I've tapped that are experts in each of their fields that are going to help me with my campaign. We're taking in volunteers as this goes along. We are going to take the message directly to the people of the 10th Congressional District. No tricks, no stunts, no LARPs. We're just going to be direct, honest. I am a citizen volunteer. I'm offering myself ready for duty. Going to ask the citizens of Washington State to send me in. We're going to fix this broken system that we've got, that career politicians come fearmonger and tell you they're going to fix year after year after year after year, and then they don't do anything until it's the next time they want to run again. I am not seeking power. I am not seeking a career in politics. I love Washington State. I don't want to live anywhere other than Washington State. I certainly don't want to live in Washington, D.C. So this is going to be a one-term in and out, present our proposals, work with the prospective Trump campaign to institute good policy that helps Americans and transforms our country from this system built on tinkering, meddling, regime change around the globe to one that consolidates and brings strength through peace. We're going to initiate our fusion plan and turn our country from a superpower into a hyperpower. All these things are possible. All we need is true representatives, citizen volunteers to take control of our representative structure. Because in the end, this isn't about Team Red versus Team Blue, the way we've all been captured in this food fight. This isn't about Republican versus Democrat. I want to represent all of District 10. I want Democrats to vote for me. I want Republicans to vote for me. Certainly the independents are going to look at me with one of those raised eyebrow looks like, oh, are you for real? Are we doing this now? Yes, independent-minded folks are going to win unexpectedly in Congressional District 10. I put my name on the line. JFRAT for Congress is the PAC. You can go to jfrat.com. Let's do this together.
We love you, Jay.
The dude is all right.
It's all about community. Come join us. You can find me on Twitter at JFRAT. And all episodes of the Conservative Hippie Podcast and show notes are published at theconservativehippie.com. And of course, as always, if you want to support this podcast and support your smoking lifestyle, go to smokinjays.com and use coupon code HIPPIE, HIPPIE, for 15% off at checkout. We can't go. We can't go. Do I have to say, paid for by JFRAT for Congress? Do I have to say that on my own personal podcast? I mean, this hasn't cost me anything. I'm in my pajamas right now. Really? I don't know. We've got so much to learn. Thanks for tripping, stumbling, going with me on this naive adventure, trying to figure out what the heck is wrong with our country, going into the structures to root out corruption and fix things.